This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. Today I'm with Julian Kennedy, who is the Vertical Sales Specialist for Healthcare, Hospitality, and Retail at NVT Fibridge. Julian, thank you for joining me today.
Hi, Doug, and thanks for having me on.
So before we get into our topic today, what is NVT Fibridge?
NVT Fibridge, we are the global leader in power over long reach Ethernet solutions. What we essentially do is we make IP connections in fireplaces simple. Our technology runs over legacy infrastructure, whether that is coax and or twisted pair or Cat5, Cat6. And we then send power and Ethernet over existing infrastructure, extended reach, and then enabling IoT adoption at a much faster pace than traditionally would be able to be done.
So, you know, healthcare is just a huge topic. It's almost 20% of the U.S. economy. It's probably something like 1 in 4 of our readers are either working for a healthcare company or somehow connected to one. So this is a huge topic. And I think everybody knows that, like everyone else, there's IP modernization going on, but there are some specific challenges for IP modernization in healthcare and healthcare organizations. So, Julian, from your standpoint, what are the biggest challenges you see facing healthcare organizations as they modernize to IP communication?
Yeah, when it comes to healthcare, there's a couple of kind of unique challenges. One, the cost to actually redo the infrastructure, recabling, add closets, super closets, is extremely expensive, number one. The disruption also caused by the renovations, things like, you know, having to move patients, having to segregate areas of the hospital, having to tent areas of the hospital, that becomes extremely, extremely expensive. And there's often asbestos in the walls, you know, they may have to add in safety concerns as well. And then on top of that, you often have network complexity, you know, the IDF closet requirements, backup, power, cooling, rack space. And then, of course, there's the management of the networks after you add in these new technologies. So there is a myriad of challenges facing healthcare when it comes to IoT and IP modernization projects.
So how does NVT Fibridge address and help overcome these challenges?
Well, using modern LAN principles, and I'll just kind of talk about modern LAN for a brief moment. I know you have a tab on the website with regards to modern LAN. The modern LAN is about starting with the end point in mind or the end goal in mind and kind of working backwards. You know, traditionally a network was designed around a desktop or a PC with closets every 300 feet and cabling going out to those desktops. Well, IoT and the modern LAN is all about sensors, people trackers, nurse call, emergency buttons, wireless access points, security cameras, you know, IP phones in the corridors, even IPTV in the patient room. And the modern LAN, you know, states that you should think about those devices and where they're going before you start, you know, designing your network and running your cable. And where we come in, NVT Fibridge, is being able to leverage the existing infrastructure that an organization has to be able to eliminate the rip and replacement costs that would be traditionally associated with moving to IP devices. Also, the fact that we have long reach capabilities and SmartPath PoE technology really ensures that we have a secure and robust point-to-point topology at long distances. So again, you know, eliminating the need for costly IDF and super closet costs that would be needed otherwise to you know, move an organization to IP products. At top of that, we also help lower the cost because anytime you can use and utilize existing cabling, whether that be Cat3, whether that be coax, you're now saving what could be as much as $600 to $1,000 per drop per IP device. So you can imagine being able to reallocate all of that infrastructure cost that would have had to have taken place and occurred can now come back into the organization and be reallocated for licenses for better endpoints, for more endpoints. So essentially, our switches are able to help organizations, you know, get to an overall simplified solution, and that is essentially completed in a fraction of the time that it would take to do a full rip and replace.
So have you helped many healthcare organizations modernize to IP communication? And can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, you know, we work with many of the largest healthcare organizations across North America. We've worked with the New York University Hospital downtown New York, for instance. We've worked with Peace Health Organization out on the West Coast. We work with Ascension, Richmond University Medical Center, and just many, many hospitals all across North America, Alberta Health Systems here in Canada. And even the hospitals, actually hospital systems as far away as Australia. And, you know, one of the main things we've helped with so far, obviously, is the IP phone upgrade. You know, many, many hospitals face the challenge of trying to get to IP telephony. You know, the old CS1Ks, obviously everybody in this who reads and listens to Telecom Reseller knows what a CS1K is. And there are hundreds and thousands of these. In fact, I think the number we had was 7 million endpoints still involved in healthcare across North America. I mean, it's a staggering number, still on legacy infrastructure. And what we're able to do and what our organization is able to do is help people modernize and move off of the old analog, which is essentially now, at this point, end of life. It's costing you a lot of money to maintain and service and manage. And our switches, and we're vendor agnostic here at NVT Fibridge, so essentially it doesn't matter whether you're Avaya, whether you're Cisco, whether you're NEC, it doesn't matter what phone system you currently have or what system you want to go to. Our switches enable organizations to use that legacy infrastructure, the Cat3 they already have, the main closets they already have, insert our switches, and then connect to the network, and then you just deploy the IP phones out wherever you wanted to put an IP phone. In healthcare as well, I do a lot of work with the IPTV and the guest rooms. Healthcare organizations are moving to IPTV just like in hospitality, and they only have coax running to a TV. And our switches are able to send power and Ethernet over existing coax to enable IPTV in the patient room. And then, of course, there's the paging systems, which are also running on two-wire. And there's so many different projects in healthcare that we're able to help with. And one of the ones that I was most proudest of was the emergency phone systems at Richmond University Hospital, for instance. You know, their buildings are over 100 years old. They had less than Cat3 in there. And they wanted to keep the emergency phones away from the existing IP phone network. Well, using our switches connected back to the core Cisco network, they were actually able to run Avaya IP phones in the hospital, separate from the existing data network and separate from the phone system in the event of a data storm or a data failure or any type of failure. The phones running on NVT Fibridge are able to stay up even during an emergency. So that was a really good project that I worked on there last year. So many, many beneficial outcomes for providers.
So, Julian, can the lessons learned in the healthcare sector be applied to other sectors?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, you know, when it comes to healthcare and hospitals, I mean, there are essentially many, many, many industries and organizations, you know, all rolled into one. You know, you could have essentially a hospital, you have a university, you have retail in there, you have educational facilities in there. So, you know, there's many, many industries that our product branches out into. In fact, one of our last big wins very recently was with an entire school district. And this entire school district, it was going to cost them hundreds of millions to redo the infrastructure in all of the schools, which they were never going to get funding for. It was never going to be able to happen. So with our switches, they're able to put so many switches in each school, use the existing infrastructure, and now they can move to IP phones, which they were never going to be able to do up until we came in. And this is the same for, you know, government. It is the same for large insurance companies. It could be the same for shopping malls. I mean, as you know already, Doug, we spoke about this. NASA use our technology. We have some of the largest hotels and theme parks, and the cruise ships also use our technology. So, you know, our technology stretches right across the gamut of organizations and different types of industries. You know, IoT, the adoption of IoT all across the world is probably 10 years behind where it should be, and that is because of the infrastructure. You know, if we had fiber running everywhere, if we had PoE running everywhere to every single desk and every single phone, then obviously our technology wouldn't be needed. But that's not the case, and the cost to redo that infrastructure is extremely expensive and time-consuming. And frankly, with our technology, Doug, it's not even needed most of the time, because most of the new devices for IoT are low bandwidth, low power. So you don't need to run new cable. And that's kind of, you know, where we come in. It's been really wonderful journey over the last, you know, 10 years at MVT Fibridge. And I can just see more and more of the need for our technology going forwards, given that more and more phone systems and or wireless access points or security cameras are going end of life, given that their analog digital lives are finished. And that's when organizations will see the need for our technology or technology like MVT Fibridge's.
Well, Julian, thank you again for spending time with me and giving us yet another podcast on this interesting topic. Where can we learn more?
Obviously, you can learn more at our website, which is www.nvtfibridge.com. And, of course, on your website, Telecom Reseller, we the Modern LAN page is there, and there are several articles about our technology on Telecom Reseller as well.
Well, again, thank you very much indeed, and we look forward to another podcast probably really soon on Fibridge.
Thanks a lot, Doug. Take care.